Numbers 7, 1 through 89. Devotional focus verse. They brought their offering before the Lord. Numbers 7, 3. Offering of our resources to the Lord may entail personal sacrifice. While preparing for the life of a missionary, Hudson Taylor purposed to live frugally and in dependence upon God alone. One day he found himself with only one coin left in his pocket, and at that juncture was asked by a poor man to go and pray with his wife who was dying. When he entered the squalid room where the woman lay, he observed that several half-starved children were with her. The woman's pathetic condition, along with Taylor's own limited circumstances, led to a spiritual conflict like he had never before experienced. He tried to pray, but he could not. He felt it would be mocking God to ask aid while he withheld his own money, and yet that was all he had. If he had possessed two coins, he would have given half, but he had only one, so it was all or nothing. In vain, he tried to speak words of comfort. Finally, he rose from his knees, only to have the distracted father say to him, "If you could help us, for God's sake, do." Taylor yielded. Thrusting his hand into his pocket, he drew out his last and only coin and gave it to the man. The struggle was over, and joy flooded his soul. Later, he wrote, "Not only was the poor woman's life saved, but my life had been saved too. It might have been a wreck, probably would have been as a Christian life, had not grace at that time conquered and the striving of God's Spirit been obeyed." He went home that night with a light heart and one that was resounding with praise. In the morning, the postman delivered an envelope containing a pair of gloves, out of which fell half a sovereign. Are you faithful in bringing your offerings to God? There's nothing we can do to repay the Lord for giving us the blessings of salvation, but this is one way we can express our gratitude to Him. There is great joy in so doing. Background information. The Israelites were in preparation for the move from Sinai to the Promised Land. It had been just 2 years since they fled Egypt. Moses had erected the tabernacle, anointed it, and sanctified it in all the contents, including the altar. The princes, or leaders of each tribe, approached Moses and wanted to give offerings for the altar and the tabernacle. First, they brought two wagons and oxen. God told Moses to accept the offering and use it for the provisions of the Levites. Then, they brought an offering for the dedication of the altar. God told Moses to accept that offering too, but gave specific instructions as to how they were to give the offering. The order of their coming with their gifts corresponds exactly with the arrangement of the tribes around the tabernacle. See Numbers 2, 3 through 31. It's interesting to note that the name of each prince is recorded in the text and the offering he brought, even though each of them brought exactly the same thing. God knows our individual names and cares about each one of us. Our names are even recorded in His Book of Life when we give our lives to Him. Conclusion. David said, "Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." See 2 Samuel 24:24. True sacrifice comes with some cost attached. When we give our lives and resources to the Lord, it will cost us something. However, when we consider the great sacrifice Christ paid on Calvary, the sacrifice we make pales in comparison. What is the Lord asking of you today? Are you willing to pay the price?